Network, August 27, 2023. We are here live, and as you can tell, my voice is quite torched. Last week I couldn't be here, and I wanted to thank Murr Bailey for helping me out and taking the broadcast. As you can hear, I'm a week into this thing, and whatever I've been exposed to, and I had some really hellish, I don't want to sound like a wussy or anything, but I had some pretty hellish days there, more like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of last week. And so, I was listening, I flip around a lot. I was listening to Owen Schroyer from InfoWars talking about how something blew through the InfoWars, studios down there. And I personally know of an acquaintance that works in a warehouse. And this is one of those big football fields, long type warehouse, hundreds and hundreds of employees. That half the place was out sick last week. And so dovetailing with this, Alex Jones busts out, what was it, not this last Friday, but the Friday before, that he got intel that from various federal sources that the federal government was going to begin running another scenario of some sort and re-implementing masks and possibly lockdowns and so forth. Now, my mom, she watches the boob tube, and she said the lady from the CDC said, like, this last Friday that just passed, that no, we're not going to be doing any lockdowns and so forth and so on. We'll have to see how they ramp this up. So we're coming into the political season, and this entire political theater with Trump and all these indictments and these multi-tiered psychological warfare operations that we're seeing on the people. And just, what's so fascinating is you had the Roger Stones of the world and others talking about when Trump would continue to be indicted, arrested, booked, mugshotted, what have you, that this was going to give him quote-unquote street cred. And then just perfectly timed, you have all this footage that floats out here of Trump rolling through the hood and a bunch of black people all kind of gravitating towards Trump now, and we're seeing this narrative play out. And so I'm getting a very, very artificial scent to it. I could be wrong, and I hope I'm wrong, but unfortunately I've been paying attention to politics for a long, long time. Well, the producer's telling me they got some Rumble problems, so I had a couple Rumble videos. Let me see which ones they were. Something's going on with their computer down there. Somehow Rumble has issues. I think it's just that one. So I can probably find 3 and 4 also. Oh, wow. Those are some good ones that I wanted to get played in there too. Sheesh. Okay. Okay, yeah, he's saying they're stagnant. They're just basically blah. Yeah. Okay, I'll try to work around those. Thanks for the thanks for the heads up. But yeah, we'll see how this plays out. I'd like to be wrong about this all, and I would like for some sort of white hats left in the system to be able to bring forth some sort of a rectification of all these wrongs, but I'm very, very pessimistic right now, and I just see other layers of control being added on top of us at this point. This India moon landing footage, I mean, it is so laughable. I mean, have you guys seen this stuff floating around? I think they're trying to test and see how far they can push the normie mainstream kind of TV watcher with stupidity to see how much that they'll go for. I mean, you know, the Russian lunar vehicle crashes, you know, and so then the Indian one looks like something out of a cheesy video game from the 80s, this footage. Allegedly lands on the lunar surface. I mean, gosh, we live in such an idiocracy, and it makes you sad that people would buy this stuff. I mean, sheesh, just out there in left field, so bad. So. And I, you know, this was up on State of the Nation a few days ago, 2 days ago. The Hawaiian Holocaust exposes itself. And this has been in my notes for since the beginning of this burnt offering kind of language that you see. That's what this word Holocaust, burnt offering, really, really means. You know, all throughout the Bible where it talks about Holocausts. You know, King Solomon and all these animals and all these things, the temple worship and that sort of thing. But this, whoever's doing this, now you're seeing all these angles out here floating around, people trying to say that it could have been possibly the Chinese. Yeah, the Chinese is going to hit a bunch of poor people or poorer people, and they're going to leave all the rich Oprah Winfrey, Tom Hanks type people's properties alone. Now, look, if it was subcontracted to the Chinese, maybe for some plausible deniability, sure. You know, the Mark Zuckerbergs of the world, he's married to a Chinese chick and he speaks fluent Mandarin and all this, but this article is the Hawaiian Holocaust exposes itself at critical junctures during the implementation of the New World Order agenda. The Khazarian cabal carries out mass human sacrifices. They do this as a means of propitiating their various satanic idols, who they really believe will facilitate the establishment of the long planned totalitarian one world government. So think about the mass human set Dresden, okay, the firebombing of Tokyo and these sorts of things. This stuff happens across all spectrums. You know, this is really kind of brought me back to those prophecies of Revelation where, like, who will be able to make war with the beast, calls down fire from heaven, and things of this nature. Now, people, you know, I was listening to Jeff Rentz and a bunch of different people, and Alex Jones. Now, I got to dig to Ed Jones for a second, because he, even though Greg Reese over there, who does probably, you know, he does these short 5, 6, 7 minute videos, him and John Bowne, but Reese is really at the top of the food chain, doing these videos, and they get a lot of views. They get mirrored over on BitChute and Rumble all over the place, so they get viewed probably a few million views each time he dumps one. And Greg Reese he doesn't pull any punches. He's like, he goes into the possibility that this could be, you know, energy weapons. Now, we're going to listen to a video. Now, let's get clip one ready when we're talking about this, because people all automatic, like Alex Jones automatically wants to poo-poo the laser aspect. But lasers are just one part of the energy weapons platform. You've got like microwave stuff too. And this is what I'm really kind of looking at. When you're looking at melted, like molten aluminum, like running down cracks in the asphalt, where the asphalt should be melted before the freaking aluminum, because asphalt melts much cooler temperatures than metal. And then you're talking the safety glass that's in automobiles. This stuff doesn't melt until like 2,700 degrees. I was listening to this guy, and let me know if any of those rumbles load up, because there's a guy on one of my clips, and he's being interviewed. He's an arborist, but he's looking at all the footage. He's investigated well over 100 of these fires over the last number of years. And he's come to the conclusion that basically there's only a couple of these things that have been organic. Most of these have had, let's just say, an artificial hand behind them. Now, you know, Dane Wigington's talking about the barium and everything, nano like accelerants that are in the chemtrails. And Jim Stone came back out of hiding or whatever down in Mexico, and he's writing stuff, and I've got his stuff pulled up. But you, just like 9/11, just like COVID with these shots, and I've got Sherry Tenpenny, she just got suspended her license and everything by the Ohio Medical Board. But excuse me, and I might have to cough here and there tonight, but this thing with Maui could have been a multifaceted hit, to where they're using many different things, okay, and in order to grease the skids for plausible deniability. We've debunked the laser thing, but okay, how did you debunk the microwave thing, or the cloud seeding and the seeding of the environment with these accelerants, and then some sort of a wind, kind of artificial wind creation mechanism. The stuff up on Jim Stone's site is very interesting, because he's got footage of people out there at sea, not very far, where if you had 80 miles an hour winds running around all over the place over there, and the wind is calm right off out on the shore. So something caused this effect right there on the land, but somehow there's no 80 miles an hour winds at all in the water. And so very, very strange stuff here. So it's like a multifaceted operation, to where it gets everybody kind of arguing about the minutiae and the mechanics, versus keeping your eye on the prize. Hey, this is an organized, weaponized system here that attacked the Lahaina. Okay? And so you can argue space beams versus microwave and all this other stuff, but it looks like it's a bunch of different things all thrown together at once in order to throw people off the trail type thing, because there's so many different implements here simultaneously acting, and to where it causes confusion, fog of war, that sort of thing. So let's go ahead and play clip one and listen to this.
Department of Defense spends about $1 billion annually developing directed energy weapons, such as high-energy lasers and high-powered microwaves. These weapons can disrupt or destroy their targets at the speed of light. For example, DoD has developed high-energy lasers that have successfully shot down drones, but speed isn't their only advantage. They're also less expensive per use than traditional weapons like guns and missiles. Despite those potential advantages, DoD has had trouble getting these technologies out of the lab and into service. The Army has developed a detailed transition plan to support moving these weapons into the next stages of development. We recommended that the Navy and the Air Force develop similar plans.
You've seen them in Star Wars, Battlestar Galactica, and dozens of science fiction and fantasy stories. But laser weapons are just make-believe, right? Well, maybe not. Energy weapons are real, and they're a lot more powerful than the novelty laser pointers that you're probably familiar with. Though, they might not look like you imagine them. Take the U.S. Navy's Laws laser system, for instance. This experimental 30-kilowatt solid-state laser was installed on the USS Ponce in 2014. It's a real, fully operational, directed energy weapon. And while it doesn't shoot out brightly colored blasts of energy like you might have seen in movies or TV shows, this invisible laser weapon still packs quite a punch. In tests, the Navy has used it to detonate explosives from a distance, burn out the engines of approaching boats, and have even used it to shoot down small, unmanned aerial aircraft. It's not even hard to use. When the Navy first showed this laser off, Rear Admiral Matthew Klunder told reporters that anyone who could play Xbox or PS4 games could use the USS Ponce's new energy weapon with ease. And not only is it an effective, undetectable weapon, but because there's no explosives, propellant, or gunpowder, it's safer to operate than traditional weapons. It's more affordable, too. Destroying or disabling a target with a traditional missile can cost thousands of dollars, but Laws can be fired for just 59 cents per shot. And the USS Ponce's energy weapon is just the beginning. Lockheed Martin has been working to help the Navy develop its next directed energy weapon system, the high-energy laser with integrated optical dazzler and surveillance, or Helios for short. It's a 60-kilowatt laser, twice as powerful as the Laws weapon. That's not a huge leap forward in laser technology, but it's enough for Lockheed Martin to start envisioning what a true next-generation laser system might look like. From systems that integrate Helios lasers with existing radar and targeting systems to eliminate threats at sea, to developing tactical airborne laser pods that can be mounted on military jets. Although those lasers won't be designed for aerial combat, but rather to help pilots defeat surface-to-air and air-to-air missiles before they reach their targets. And truth be told, that kind of defense capability is what most directed energy weapon systems are focused on today. Not attacking targets with space-age lasers, but using them to defend against drones, UAVs, and potential attacks. And that's an idea that's been a long time coming. Back in the 1980s, the Reagan administration's Strategic Defense Initiative hoped to build a fleet of laser-equipped satellites that could shoot down Cold War missile threats. The program's ambition outstretched its technology at the time, and it was eventually shut down in 1993. But now, decades later, we're finally catching up to the idea. Just on a little smaller of a scale. So, yes, laser weapons are real. Though they aren't much like the blasters your favorite heroes carry around in the Star Wars films. And that's okay. Some things are more fun when they stay a fantasy.
Alright, you can stop it there. Now, Edward Hendry, on his blog, Lahaina's within 40 miles of a U.S. government-directed energy facility on Maui. All right, and so he's talking about his August 11th article. He explained the evidence that a dew was used to destroy Lahaina, a city on the island of Maui. The only culprit who could possibly have used such a weapon is the military. The cover story for the destruction of Lahaina was that out-of-control wildfires caused it. Indeed, Major General Kenneth Hara, the commanding general of the Hawaii Army National Guard, gave the world the wildfire cover story during an August 9th, 2023 briefing. One would think that the head of the Maui Emergency Management Agency, Herman Ndaya, would be the proper source of information about the alleged wildfire. So you had a major general from the military dumping this info. But strangely, Herman Ndaya was not even president in Maui at the time of the destruction of Lahaina. Administrator Ndaya was absent in the days following the conflagration in Lahaina. Where was he? According to local news, Hawaii News Now, Ndaya was in Waikiki at the Aloelani Resort attending what was scheduled to be a three-day FEMA disaster preparedness seminar called the Pacific Partnership Meeting. Isn't that just always nice? oh, FEMA's already there, going for some Pacific Partnership meeting. Oddly, the conference did not start until the morning of August 8th after the destruction of Lahaina was well underway and well known. Yet, Andaya remained at the conference during the first day of the disaster, and the records show that he did not check out from his hotel until August 9th. Another odd thing about the fires was that the emergency alert system sirens was not implemented after the destruction began. We all know this. Someone other than Andaya made the decision not to warn the populace. That failure caused many to die needlessly, and if we know he subsequently resigned. Back to General Hara. While he's not expert in emergency management, he's an expert in military armaments. It just so happens that Maui is the location for one of two major sites for the Air Force Research Laboratory Directed Energy Directorate. Oh, isn't that nice? The other main major location is Kirkland Air Force Base in New Mexico. You read that correctly. Within 40 miles of Lahaina on the island of Maui is located the Air Force Maui Optical and Supercomputing Site. Now, look, if that would have got hit, then maybe, you know, you would have been like, ah, oh, the Chinese were, remember the supercomputer sites that were getting allegedly hit by these Rod of God systems that we had a couple years ago, which I covered on this broadcast? You know, it's interesting to read all this stuff. The AFLR, okay, states the directorate develops and transitions technologies in four core technical competencies: laser systems, high power electromagnetics, weapons modeling and simulation, and director energy and electro-optics for space superiority. One of the products under study on Maui by the AFLRE uses laser propagation through the Earth's atmosphere. So powerful is the directed energy technology that AMA states it has the ability to propagate light into the sodium layer of the atmosphere and create an artificial star. AMA further states that the state-of-the-art electro-optical facility, the MSSS, combines research and development with an operational mission, the only one of its kind in the world. Also located at the 10,023-foot summit of Haleakala on the island of Maui, Hawaii, is the 15th Space Surveillance Squadron. The mission of the 15th Space Surveillance Squadron is to develop, assess, deliver, and operate cutting-edge SDA, which means space domain awareness capabilities to support warfighter needs. It also operates the experimental systems under the AFRL. You know, this is all this Space Force stuff, okay? Component of Space Delta II and also operates experimental systems under the Air Force Research Laboratory. The Directed Energy Directorate is a component department of the AFRL with expertise in directed energy. That means the U.S., the 15 SPS operates these experimental directed energy weapons, and it does so from the summit of Haleakala, overlooking Maui. It's a perfect location to control directed energy weapons targeting Lahaina. Just very, very, very fascinating. Just mind-blowing that this kind of stuff is here, and they turn the water off on these people. Then some guy... Oh, we've always viewed water as the spiritual part of our ancient gods and all this baloney. And these people are down there freaking getting their land torched. Very, just absolutely crazy. So, back to the whole thing with Maui being a burnt offering by these elites, this plutocratic oligarchy, government of the rich, government of the few, government of the rich few, plutocratic oligarchy, which means the Hawaiian Holocaust in Maui was just another in a long line of Holocaust with which the Khazarians have carried out with highly purposeful design. That design revolves around several different occult aspects of the Maui mass murder operation. And then they get into kind of the numerology, 8823 and all that stuff. But, you know, very, very fascinating. So, where to go next. So, you know, Oliver Anthony, and we're coming up on break. So, Richmond, north of Richmond, and then I Want to Go Home, these two big songs that this guy, and Nick Fuentes and the guys over at Daily Stormer are really throwing this dude under the bus as kind of a loser, a whiner. And it's just like, I get it that you young guys, they come from a certain mindset and they've been very, very kind of jaded by the sequence of events over the last number of years. And so they don't come out of that, you know, rural mindset and the kind of bluegrass kind of hillbilly music and so forth. But, you know, you have to realize that is Americana through and through. And they throw him under the bus for being a ginger and all this stuff. And it's just like, dude, you want to be pro-white all day long, but yet you want to trash the white guy because he doesn't want to be a slick, young, you know, kind of groiper type pro-white, okay? And that's just due to these guys being young and relatively inexperienced when it comes to, you know, a lot of this stuff with life. And I get what they're trying to do. They don't want people getting stuck in this whiny, always blame the rich man, this sort of thing. But now, if he would have been calling out the rich Jews, maybe they would have got on his bandwagon a little bit more. But, you know, the guy's just kind of a mainline Christian now. You know, I guess he really kind of attached himself to the Bible and that sort of thing. And so I don't like seeing the circular firing squad type stuff, but I understand it. It just makes you uncomfortable. A lot of this stuff with this real raw news stuff is really just poisoning so much of the alternative media, and people don't understand where a lot of this is coming from. And we'll pick this up on the other side of the break, but people are really getting caught up in a lot of these stories that get pumped out by some of these fake sites, and it's going everywhere, and people are like kind of biting on it thinking it's real. All right, we'll see you on the other side.
Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Network. If you can support the network, folks, please do so. Sam down there has got to get paid, and he's sitting up here late on a Sunday night running the board and taking the calls and everything else. So I want to get into this real quick. I know we got a caller that's broken their way through the lines. Real raw news, okay? Now, this is a sampling of the stuff they're putting out. Marines arrest 67 Maui perpetrators. Military arrest FEMA Deputy Administrator Eric Hooks. Marines neutralize fleeing FEMA convoy in Maui. And then you read all this other stuff. Marines in firefight with FEMA. And this stuff floats all over the place. There's a bunch of, and it's like, it gets down to before it's news, and it gets through all in a bunch of these other websites to where then you gotta be like, where the hell did this come from? And a lot of times it comes right back here to Real Raw News, which is a bogus news site. And so, you know, you gotta really these days with these alternative media websites, so-called, you really got to look and see who the originator of this stuff is. And a lot of times it'll end up at some of these strange and quite bogus places. And that's why we have to, you know, keep... we got Gregory in California. What's on your mind, Gregory?
Well, basically what you're saying, dear Robert, is that... you've got to use discernment. You've got to be able to pan out, distill what the truth is and not just take it at face value, because, you know, everybody lies because we were taught lies all our lives. And that's a, as far as I'm concerned, an indisputable truth. And from
go ahead.
From that premise, we must do our own reverse engineering, reverse seeing what they're telling us, and thereby you get a little closer to the truth. And then you've got to further distill that. And then it's like Samuel Heinemann did with his homeopathy, you know, the art of similares and the successions. You can't forget the successions of what Samuel Heinemann was doing, because I believe that those successions, when he did it physically, was putting power into the water and or the ingredients that he was utilizing to heal people. And, yeah, that's another aspect. As far as these, my buddy White Rabbit calls them chemtrails, or chemtrails is a lot of the other aluminum foil hat wearers. I prefer brass myself. I've got a little brass hat. But, I mean, it's all so despotic and fun-filled, but we're talking nanoparticles, man.
Yeah.
And nano doesn't know anything, just like water doesn't know anything until you intend it to know what you want it to know. So I'm saying,
well, you know what really gets me is, like, I'll watch some of these guys on various video platforms, like these guys out in Appalachia, these semi kind of, you know, Mennonite or what you would call Amish type people that live off the land. There's a guy that went viral. He doesn't even wear shoes, and this guy can climb all these trees and all kinds of crazy crap. But it's just like he can't even escape it. He's out there in the middle of, on his own property, acres, and he's running around in the streams, and he's farming his own land, and he's got his own livestock, and got a buggy, a horse-drawn buggy, and everything else. And these bastards are just sitting there poisoning him, just like the idiot like me living in the city.
Oh man, what city are you living in?
Well, that doesn't matter, but you know what I'm saying. It's like you can't.
Pardon?
The point I was making is you can't escape it. It's, you know.
No. I mean, you can go to Alaska. I'd like to explore Antarctica and see where that spiral leads. I don't know what shape this planet or plane or whatever insane thing that they've, because we've been lied to forever on everything. So, I'm telling you, man, you got to start from square one, and it drives one up the wall, because other people aren't willing to support you to help you to explore those other realities, because there are far more realities than we've been taught. I again, dumbass, to you right here on the spot, man.
Well, hey, man, I appreciate you calling in, man. I'm gonna move on and try to cover some of this material, but I appreciate you being out there. I wanted to get to this when I sent myself this, and this was from the 22nd, so 5 days ago. This worst-case scenario of America under tyranny features death squads carrying out midnight massacres of dissidents and death camps. Tyrants never voluntarily give up power. And it talks about Waco and the body Clinton body count and everything else. But this Merrick Garland character that, you know, I know I'm jumping around tonight, but, you know, Todd Callender, I was listening. Been listening to him lately talking about how none of these people are sitting in any of these offices, and none of them have sworn oaths, and they have no oaths that, you know, are public to be looked at. So they're all sitting there illegally, all the way from the attorney general, all the way probably to your local governments and school boards and everything else. And so, so I'm just going to read a little bit of this. While with America rapidly heading towards a watershed moment, as was reported early day in this all-news pipeline story, as more and more Americans awaken to the fact they've been lied to by those they've trusted for their entire lives, leading to rapidly building anger nationwide as government loses its legitimacy, and I would just add, in a perfect dovetail with them collapsing the economy on us, you know, you've got refineries burning, fires being started all over the world, which I'm going to try to cover if I can. What we've long known as the rule of law is shattered, bent to completely favor the rich and powerful while viciously aimed at their political enemies or anyone who speaks out against them. We're going to take a look back to see one of the ways we got to this moment, to the crucial time period of the early 1990s. And it gets into the Clintons, okay? And I followed the Clintons. I was in the Marine Corps while Clinton came in. And then I got out in... almost a year after Clinton came in. But I kind of got exposed to a lot of the John Birch Society stuff and all that kind of after I'd got out of the military. But you get into this thing here where, you know, when we're talking about, you know, the fix is in, Joe Biden being selected again, and Trump will go to prison. There's nothing the American people will be able to do about it. I don't know if that's going to happen or not. Trump might be put back in order to perpetuate some sort of a war. Okay, I don't know yet. The J6ers will never get out of prison. Most will die there. The economy will collapse. The millions of illegals will form the reinforcements the feds and military will need to round up and crush little resistance that appears. In Illinois, the feds are moving huge amounts of firearms and ammo to Chicago and Springfield to government leased warehouses. The Illinois Air and Army National Guards are currently forming training teams to instruct the newly arrived illegals from Latin America in the art of war. Same thing ongoing in New York and California. Now, this is conjecture. I don't know if this is true, but you could see the age of a lot of these men coming into the country, a lot of Chinese. No training needed for the arriving Chinese males, as most have simply changed one uniform for another. The fires will spread and become more massive. Effective conservative leaders will be targeted and shot to death by federal agents in hundreds of 3 a.m. raids. Huge criminal gangs will continue to target corporations until they collapse under the weight of their losses. Train derailments will increase. Sorry to be so dramatic, but I'm trying to prepare you for what's coming. Please, people still don't realize America was taken in 2020 by a communist revolution masked under a stolen election. Well, the left is fully in control and is preparing to fight to the death to keep their power. The right simply lacks the backbone and the willingness to sacrifice to regain their freedom. With that emailer also warning us that personally he believes that Trump was in on the entire thing from the get-go, launching Operation Warp Speed, which brought us the death shot. He tells us that Trump will likely get a very short prison sentence and then slip away into obscurity, leaving this mess to follow. The truly hateful thing in all this is the horrible things about to befall all his true supporters. The leftists have long memories and have used federal agencies like the ATF, DHS, FBI, and NSA to compile lists on millions they will eventually go after. It would not be hard at all to do another nationwide lockdown. Most would meekly comply. That is the saddest thing of all sheeple to go blah, 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 blah. You know, I don't know if that is a accurate scenario. That is probably a worst case scenario. But think about this. A few weeks ago, do you think those people sitting there in Lahaina had any inclination that they were about to just get barbecued and targeted you know, let's see here. I want to get this in real quick. Let's get clip 12 ready. And this was Mike Adams talking about theft out there in California. But I kind of made some notes when I was listening to it. Go ahead and play clip 12.
The Dollar Tree is reporting record losses due to shoplifting. The Dollar Tree. So people are stealing from the dollar store. Yeah, that's a sign of how desperate people are. And it looks like Dollar Tree is going to have to, you know, raise prices because of all of the theft. But there's way more to this story. Did you know there's a new law that will probably be signed into law in California? And the law makes it a crime for a retail shop owner to stop a shoplifter. That's right. That's right. This is state-sanctioned shoplifting. And currently, the way it works, at least in Los Angeles and perhaps the entire state, I'm not sure, but the way it works currently is you can steal up to $950 worth of product from any retail store, and the officials will not charge you with a crime. You will not be prosecuted for stealing up to $950. And so people are running around stores in L.A. and just walking in and stealing, and sometimes bringing a calculator and making sure it's underneath $950, because I guess a few of them can still do math. And so they steal $925 or $900 or whatever, and they just walk out. And the shop owners, occasionally they try to stop them. Or employees at the retail outlets, you know, like a Best Buy employee or something, will try to stop them. And sometimes there are fights, and sometimes there's a shooting. And, you know, sometimes the bad guy gets stopped, but usually not. Well, this new law is going to make it a crime to stop the crime. Now, I can't think of a better demonstration of how Democrats destroy everything. They want to make it a crime to stop the crime. And their argument is, well, these people are broke. They need these tennis shoes, or they need these groceries, or they need whatever they're stealing. Cosmetics. That's a very common theft item, by the way. So that's their argument. Those people need this stuff. Well, well, what about the people who own the shops?
All right, go ahead, stop it.
Don't they need to get paid?
Here, and I was thinking about this. So we've seen this move by the Marxist forces, okay, to lift up the criminal, to not hold the criminal accountable, and to punish the productive, the people that own things, the people that have inventory, the people that are trying to sell things. It's a multifaceted attack. Number one, it's an attack on free enterprise. It's an attack on the system of buying and selling itself. But it's also a spiritual attack. Think about this. They're basically encouraging people to break God's law, thou shalt not steal. They want people to become under the God's curse by violating thou shalt not steal. They want people to incur that wrath in their lives, you know, whether you want to call it karma or reaping and sowing or whatever you want to call it. Remember in the book of Revelation, it's talks about they repented not of their thefts. That's one of the things they would not repent of, is stealing. So see, you've got the left-hand path gang, the left-hand political path gang. They want people to violate God's law and therefore deal with the spiritual consequences unknowingly. Because that's just like Romans 1. They're encouraging people to sin. It's very, 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 very fascinating how this, you know, these people operate. Since you got clip three to work, we're going to go ahead and let's play a little bit of that. This is a lady named Tanya Gaw, and she's interviewing a guy that's inspected well over 100 fires, and he's come to the conclusion all but a couple of them were done on purpose, and they've used strange technology to perpetuate the fires. Go ahead and play clip three real quick.
North on Highway 101 in Santa Rosa is a lake called Lake Sonoma, Sonoma County. There was a fire there, burned a lot of areas. And this is a pickup truck, and the back window's melted out. It shouldn't melt out. That's 2,500 degrees to melt it. And your forest fire only tops out at 1,427 degrees. But besides the melted window, and all the tires are gone, leaving steel belts, you'd think incredibly hot. Then what is that plastic chainsaw doing there? I think I have that model. It melted a tiny bit, but this incredible heat in the back of that truck, it should have taken all that orange plastic away completely. Didn't happen. And here is the Big Berryessa complex fire, whatever they called it. This is a Fremont cottonwood. There's a spring behind it on the hillside because they're extreme water lovers. They have to have water or they'll die back. Behind me is a house that's missing. Here's this huge cottonwood. There was actually two of them. They burned from the inside out. All the leaves are there. You see them on the right. What the heck? This holds more water than any tree I know of. But there it is. It burned from the inside out. And it was healthy. It was happy and healthy. I bet there was no cavity in it. Not when it grows in a spring.
All right, go ahead and stop it. So basically, he's looking at these trees that hold tons of water, and they got barbecued from the inside out. Now, what appliance that sits in most of our kitchens does that to the food? This stuff is microwave stuff going on. You can talk the laser game all you want, but what it's doing to the trees in some of these areas where some of these trees, like the ones that burn up the quickest, they're sitting there still intact. And then these trees that hold the most water that shouldn't have burned, they get knocked over, and he's looking at them, and he's like, this thing got burned from the inside out. And the leaves and the branches are still there, but the thing got barbecued from the inside out. And so you see what I'm saying? This is probably some sort of microwave system that we're dealing with here. Let's take Chance in West Virginia. What's on your mind, Chance?
I see so many things happening around the world right now, right? And I'd like to know your opinion. Now, I know it's all a dog and pony show, and I know we're being lied to, but I see more and more countries right now joining the BRICS countries. I see the Israelis going ape shit crazy and killing more Palestinians, right? Now I see ECOWAS, which is siding with us and France, going against Niger. And I'm saying to myself, wow, do you think our crazy bastards here in this country that run the country, do you think that since they know Ukraine is getting their ass beat badly, that now they're going to start a war in Africa to divert our attention from everything and put us all in jeopardy?
Yeah, I don't think that that's going to happen. I don't think anybody gives a crap about Africa. And so that's just where I'm at. I don't see us getting involved like that. And I'm reading different stuff about the whole Niger thing.
Well, you know, you got Wagner in Mali right now. You realize that, right?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is I don't see us being able to tie up that many people there. I think we're in a bad spot right now militarily, and so that's just me. From what I'm reading some stuff that basically we're kind of throwing France under the bus here a little bit, which I didn't think at the outset, but I'm reading various stuff where we might be leaving France out here to dry a little bit on some of this, and we might be backstabbing France, which France has been back.
I didn't know that now. How are we backstabbing France?
Well, by leaving them out to kind of hang here with some of this, because France has never, you know, I remember going all the way back to Jacques Chirac and all that stuff in the 90s. France has been kind of, you know, backstabbing us about a lot of stuff. And so, I'm not a big fan of France, and they're about to collapse. They're about to collapse internally due to all the Africans and Arabs that they've taken in. So I don't know what's going to happen there. That's going to be a major conflagration point in Europe, is France.
Reason why I brought this up, Robert, is because this feeble, demented guy we have as president here, his back is against the wall now. All these things are happening. He's just might be crazy enough to get involved with ECOWAS just to divert attention from everything between the CBC, the BRICS countries. I mean, he just might go off the handle and just
I Africa is not really on my radar right now as far as what I think is some big conflagration point. You better look for some kind of disease they're going to say comes out of there first. That's what I'm worried about. All right,
okay,
we'll see you guys on the other side.
I hope it comes out quickly for the winter starts to fall. We gotta get going quickly and we got to come on strong.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.